Shipments of bulk products from North Shore terminals showed a favorable trend in the first 6 months of the year. The shipment of grain through the Port of Vancouver, including North Shore Grain Terminals Cargill, G3 and Junior Richardson, doubled in the first 6 months of 2023 compared to the same time period last year. The rebound in grain shipments, which were up 106% over the first 6 months of 2022, helped offset the drop in container shipments through the port. Overall grain is very strong, said Victor Pang, interim CEO and president of the Port of Vancouver. The significant boost in figures reflects shipment of a bumper crop of grain from the prairies during the 2022 growing season, and recovery from a drought the year before. Shipments of bulk grain, the type handled by North Shore terminals, was up 121%. Canola volumes were up 124%, according to statistics released by the port, while bulk wheat shipments were up 144%. About 17% of the wheat exported through Vancouver's port terminals is shipped to Africa, while Japan and Algeria were the top two exports for Canadian wheat. Much of the uptick reflected global changes as exports of wheat from Ukraine were restricted because of the war with Russia. Exports of potash and fertilizers like sulfur remained stable in the first 6 months of 2023. Volumes for potash were down about 6% over the first 6 months of 2022, while sulfur was up by 20%. Figures for bulk forestry products were down, reflecting a slowdown in the global economy, while exports of metallurgic coal, the kind exported through the North Shore's Neptune terminals, remained stable. Cruise ship traffic was also up 82% in the first half of the year, said Pang, creating a spillover impact into hospitality and tourism industries, including those on the North Shore. The route between Vancouver and Alaska is particularly favored by travelers, he said. Jay Said at nsnews.com. At Jane Said.